All right, we're here. When I mean we, I mean me or myself and Sarah O'Malley, who is going to take part in our Midwest Musicians in Focus series. She's a local artist, indie folk with a little bit of blues, I think. She can correct me on that later if I'm wrong.
That's right, yep.
But yeah, she's been around town performing, perfecting her craft, and she's on today to give us a bit of a spiel. So how you going, Sarah?
Good, thank you. And thank you for having me on the podcast today.
No worries. It's good to have you here. So we'll get right into it, I guess. I always sort of ask general questions so that way the audience or the listeners sort of have an idea of sort of who you are and what you do, to give you that sort of, you know more about you than just your music. So
yep.
I guess we'll start with sort of a bit of history and background with yourself, you know, and how you sort of came into music, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. So I actually have quite a long history with music. I grew up in quite a musical household and performed in church and things like that when I was younger. I learned a few instruments through school and through my young years. Then I sort of went away from music for a while, and just recently in the last, say, 5 years or so, came back into it because it was something that was missing in my life. It's something that's been creative, and self-expression's always been pretty important to me, and it's something that, yeah, that's what music is to me. Something that's very much a part of who I am as a person, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you picked it up, you said, about 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Like getting back to music, meaning playing guitar and singing and stuff like that.
That's
had,
right.
Had you played guitar before?
Briefly.
Or you just started learning?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'd kind of picked it up a few times, but very, not properly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And so when you just started back playing guitar, did you start writing?
Yeah.
At the same time and singing, or?
So both. So I started actually trying to play guitar a bit better, and also was writing songs. I also have a keyboard at home, and I just got really, it's something I've always wanted to do, is write my own music, but I hadn't really carved out the time, or it's something I hadn't really thrown myself into.
Yeah.
So it was just at that time I thought, if I don't start doing it now, I'm never going to do it. So I just really, made that a priority. And
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, started doing it.
Yeah, it's important to make time for your passions.
That's right.
You know, because you can get lost in life and the busyness of it all. You know, everyone's got to pay bills and sort of kids and stuff like that.
Responsibilities.
Got to find time for yourself.
That's right.
For that, you know. So, what's some of your, so you write your own stuff. What's some of the stuff you like to write about? What's your inspiration to your songs?
I think my inspiration is, I guess you can only really draw on your own life experiences or things that resonate with you. So I'm actually pretty introspective. So a lot of what I write is just kind of processing emotions or situations, or maybe getting lessons out of things that have happened experience wise. Just basically that. Yeah.
Okay. And you also sort of for performance wise, you play your originals, obviously.
Yeah.
You do covers as well. What kind of covers do you do?
It's pretty varied, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So, do you want me to tell you artists that I cover? So I do a few Radiohead covers,
cool.
And Oasis.
Do you do Creep?
I can play Creep.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really do that live.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's always a crowd favorite, that one.
Yeah. Yep. So kind of like old school kind of stuff mostly, and like things like PJ Harvey.
Okay.
And
she's awesome.
Yeah, she is really awesome. Some more new stuff, like, I don't know, have you heard of Tia Gostolo?
No, I haven't heard, surprisingly enough.
Yeah. There's some, I like kind of strong female vocalists, or just interesting, different things.
Sure.
So, yeah, and just all sorts of things, okay. Like DMAs as yeah. well. They're okay. another newish kind of band.
And so all those bands, sort of you would cite them as an influence on your music, or do you have sort of a, you know, some artists that are blues that yeah. influence you the most, or folk?
I have such a broad range and, broad range of influences, and I find it really hard to even pin down what I like to any specific genre anything.
Yeah.
It's just bits here and there I like, that or that or that. Yeah.
So did I get it right early? How would you explain your style, or, you know, is it a folk blues sort of?
Yeah, I think it's probably alt folk.
Yeah.
And I also like a bit of alt rock.
Yeah.
So obviously, because I'm a soloist, it's hard to translate that into playing that. But I do have a little bit of that kind of influence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Mm. Yeah, you're talking about, you know, it being a creative outlet for you. Any other creative endeavors that you're involved in?
Yeah, I do art. Okay. As well. So.
Painting, drawing, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's right, because you're a member of AC/DC, aren't you?
I am, yeah. Right, sure. And that's been on the back burner because there's only so many things you can do at a time. So
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but I also really get into art as well. So
So you've really put yourself out there lately, because I see that you've been playing a lot of places. Like you've done Funtavia.
Yeah, that's right.
You've been doing Freemasons and playing around and stuff like that. Yeah. So when did all that start happening?
Last year I started and then sort of backed off for a bit, and then just actually in the last, I would say, 3 months, I was playing really quite regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Okay.
And that was something obviously you wanted to do. You just had to get yourself to a point where you felt comfortable, or?
Yeah, that's
is that
right.
what it was, yeah.
More comfortable. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the big step, isn't it? Playing in your bedroom, you know, singing to the walls.
It's a huge step. Yeah. And it does get easier, but you still even after a certain amount of time, you still get really nervous, I think, performing in front of people.
But obviously you've been received well, so that must help with the confidence.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It does. Yeah.
People stand around, you know, shaking their head to your music.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. And you enjoy the live?
Yeah, stuff? I do. Yeah. I do.
And that's something that has, as you stated before, music is sort of therapy for you, I guess, in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's something that the therapy extends to the live stuff.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of makes it less just self-involved, I guess.
Yeah.
Like if you say music is therapy, you spend an X amount of time working on music, writing songs, playing like at your home. If you're actually taking that to other people, that kind of means that it's more than just that, I feel. It sort of gives it more of a purpose.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Increases your motivation too, doesn't it? You know, by going out, because you're meeting people, meeting other like-minded musicians.
That's right.
So it sort of inspires you, encourages you to keep writing and playing, really.
Yeah, and music is supposed to be a social thing, so it's really good to get that community side of it happening as well.
So thus far, since you've been back into music, what's been some of your biggest highlights?
I loved playing at Nakara.
Everyone loves playing out there.
I love festivals. It's just such a great atmosphere, so it's just a really good thing to be part of, so that to me was fantastic. I love that.
That's good. And so, I think Songbird played there as well. And I didn't get to go. I really wanted to go this year, but it was a big success.
It was.
So, yeah.
And
it looked really fun, actually.
It was great. And let me qualify when I say I played at Nakara. I played, for the Sunday morning session. So I wasn't part of the main stage, but it was just great being part of that. And it was a good atmosphere and really lovely people watching, really, you know, well received, and
so that's
enjoyed
great. So what gigs do you have on the horizon?
Well, funnily enough, if you'd asked me this at any point in the last, you know, few months, I would have been able to tell you what I'm doing next week or last week. But at the moment, I'm kind of taking a bit of a break because I'm on holiday at the moment.
Oh, okay. Yep. Fair enough. Yeah, so, sure.
Yeah. I'll get back into it probably in a few weeks after that. Yep. Start booking some more stuff.
Cool. Yep. There seems to be, and speaking to some of the other musicians I've interviewed, there's been a huge resurgence in the last 2 years, you know, 18 months to years with music in the town. Seems to be a lot of people playing and booking gigs around town, which is really good.
I have noticed that. And something for me, and I don't know if it's actually you see something when you're actually looking for it, or you've seen patterns, so suddenly, you know, you're seeing it more. But I've noticed a lot of more original stuff as well.
Yeah.
So, and that to me, I think that's fantastic as well. For that.
Covers are fun, but it's always good to reach into the sort of, you know, to yourself and see what you can come up with yourself.
Yeah. And I think that it's, you really get a deeper sense of people as artists.
Yeah.
When they're, you know, bearing their soul in that way.
Yeah.
So I've really enjoyed listening to the originals of other artists around the place that I've have heard. So that to me has been really great. And that's kind of a new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know you self-record a bit as well, your music, your originals and everything. Is there any sort of aspirations to do any professional recording, like to record an EP or an album?
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to. So a couple of years ago, I did do some much less professional recording, but I just absolutely loved the process of it.
Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah, absolutely loved it. So I would love to do that hopefully in the near future in a more professional way.
What was I going to say? Lost my train of thought there.
Right.
So where would you like to take it? Is there sort of an end game for you, you know, as far as like where would you like to take your, would you call it a career, or is it just like I said, an outlet? I mean, anybody that's doing music would like to say, well, I'd love to sort of pick up a record contract somewhere.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's all about actually being realistic about what's doable in your own life as
that's
well.
That's it.
And need to have balance as well.
Yeah, sure.
So, I'd love to look at music as a career, but also having other careers at the same time and other things going on.
Yeah.
I'm not really at a place where I'd be able to just throw myself into music full time or anything, because you know, responsibilities and my job and
absolutely
all that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's
but,
right.
But I would love to do some recording and keep doing music, keep performing, branching out a little bit more.
Yep. Well, you mean branching out, playing outside of Geraldton?
Yeah, playing outside of Geraldton would be nice.
Yeah.
And also, I would like to be more open to collaborating with other people as well. So, you know, that kind of side of it, I'd really like to branch out into
that
a bit more.
There's enough artists here and they, you know, seem very supportive of each other. So, that's something that would be really cool, the collaboration stuff.
So,
okay then, you're going to perform an original here for us, yeah?
Yes,
okay.
I am. Yep.
Now, before we go, where can people find out more about you and where can they get your music?
Okay, so best place to find out about me would probably be just on Facebook, Sarah O'Malley Music. I post upcoming events and things like that, some, you know, photos and video links, that kind of thing. I'm working on doing a website as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so not quite yet.
So do you know when that will be up or you have a rough
guess? Actually working on it at the moment.
Okay.
So, yeah, hopefully soon. Yeah. And that would be just Sarah O'Malley Music as well.
Okay,
so
cool.
Maybe check
that's
that
awesome.
Out.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool, so we'll get all set up and you can pull us away.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Yourself, you'll always be right. It's underhanded and sharp inside. situations aren't always justified. I've been speaking for miles on repeat your life. You cut them down to our side. Was me lost over battle line. Started from the reason why.